Sharon, thank you for joining me.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Let's talk about this. What's coming up in this premiere? Give me some background first about your production team of Teleduction.
Our production company, Teleduction, has always been focused on stories about human achievement, social justice, and so forth. And in 2002, we started Hearts and Minds Film, which was really a mechanism for producing these longer format educational pieces that are largely done through grant and nonprofit fundraising. So that's the background.
All right. So now Teleduction is releasing this new film, and it's about Delaware's twin poets. I'll let you tell the story. Who are the twin poets?
Well, the twin poets are identical twin brothers. They grew up here in Wilmington. The father that raised them was Hicks Anderson, a community activist, very well known. And these two grew up with a natural affinity for writing, which evolved into spoken word.
Sharon, talk to me about Art for Life. It premieres at Penn Cinema Riverfront in Wilmington on March the 4th. Tell people what we can expect.
Art for Life picks up the story 10 years after Why I Write, and much has happened. The poets have elevated their efforts to, I would say, a broader community and policy level. They are Poets Laureate of the state of Delaware. And so they're weaving their art, their spoken word, their observations through poetry into all of this new work that they are doing.
Let's get the brothers in on this conversation here. The brothers are Namdi Chukwocha and Al Mills. Namdi, talk to me about Art for Life. What's this all about?
Art for Life, I mean, fundamentally is, you know, it's our motto, my brother and I, and it's just our mission, our mission to utilize art to bring about change, to improve the livelihood of our communities, our cities, and ultimately our state. And we believe it, you know, our mission is the world, to impact a difference in the world.
Namdi, you and your brother, Al, are basically promoting the use of art as a powerful tool for affecting social change. How important is this, in your opinion? Talk about that.
It's life or death to us. I mean, it's that simple. In a city such as our home city, Wilmington, Delaware, where we're being impacted by high rates of violence and just other outright negativity in our community, this, we feel, is an opportunity for our children to be involved in programs and services that is truly life-giving. It gives them opportunities to express themselves in ways it helps to fill some of the gaps in services. It helps to mend the hearts inside of broken homes and broken homes in communities. That's what art does. It helps to start conversations with administrators and executives and lawmakers to understand the needs of our communities. Art has that power.
All right, Namdi, I'd like to talk a minute to your brother, Al Mills. Al, thank you for joining me today. So we're talking about this new documentary film, Art for Life. In Art for Life, the poets have elevated their profile. Your brother, Al, Namdi, is now a Delaware state representative, and you both have been named Poets Laureate of Delaware. Does this make you better able, in your opinion, to advocate for greater equality and opportunity in the communities?
Yes, very, very much so. And also being able to get into the schools and reach the children. There were times when we would have to, you know, beg teachers, can we come into your school? Can we come into your school and talk to the kids? But now with the title Poet Laureate, we're able to travel up and down this great state of ours and visit so many classrooms and talk to so many kids about the importance of poetry and literature and all the amazing things.
Al, you and your brother have established this nonprofit organization. It's called Art for Life. Give me some background.
We're a part of a program in Philadelphia called the Art Sanctuary. And for years, we were visiting teachers there. We would go up and we would teach a writing class each and every week. And we were just kept driving to Philly for years and years. And then we just got to the point where we need this in our own neighborhood.